If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine.
LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telmuse.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The views and opinions expressed by Professor Porterfield do not necessarily reflect the views of the sponsors or their affiliates.
From deep in the heart of Texas, where the stars at night are big and bright, it's the Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield. Here to tell it like it was and how it is, to help school you so no one can fool you. Brought to you by the good folks at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in beautiful Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. So now, without further ado, here's Professor Porterfield.
To you one and all, I am Papa Newt, and hoodoo is my business. Welcome to a very special edition of the Now You Know Show, but before we continue, let's head on over to the newsroom with Professor Charles Porterfield. Take it away, Charles.
Good evening. This is the news with Charles Porterfield reading. Today is Thursday, September 28th, the 271st day of 2017. There are 84 days until winter begins and 94 days left in the year. Today and tomorrow will be auspicious days to bake, cut firewood, cut hair to increase growth, mow to increase growth, castrate farm animals, dig holes, wean, potty train, and wax floors. During this same time, any above-ground crops that can be planted will do well. These days will also be fair for morning fishing. Today's highlight in history comes to us from this date in 1892, when the first nighttime football game took place in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, as teams from Mansfield State Normal and Wyoming Seminary played under electric lights to a scoreless tie. The game was called after the first half due to hazardous conditions caused by inadequate illumination. It also didn't help that a lighting pole was located in the middle of the field. Also on this date, in 1066, William the Conqueror invaded England to claim the English throne. In 1542, Portuguese navigator Juan Rodriguez Cabiro arrived at present-day San Diego. In 1787, the Congress of the Confederation voted to send the just-completed Constitution of the United States to state legislatures for their approval. In 1850, flogging was abolished as a form of punishment in the United States Navy. In 1914, the First Battle of the Ardennes during World War I ended inconclusively. In 1928, Scottish medical researcher Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin, the first effective antibiotic. In 1939, during World War II, Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union signed a treaty calling for the partitioning of Poland, which the two countries had invaded. In 1958, voters in the African country of Guinea overwhelmingly favored independence from France. In 1967, Walter E. Washington was sworn in as the first mayor commissioner of the District of Columbia following his appointment by President Lyndon Baines Johnson. In 1976, Muhammad Ali kept his World Heavyweight Boxing Championship with a close 15-round decision over Ken Norton at New York's Yankee Stadium. And finally, in 1989, deposed Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos died in exile in Hawaii at age 72. Today's birthday greetings go out to actress Bridget Bardot, who is 83. Actor Joel Higgins is 74. Singer Helen Shapiro is 71. Movie writer, director, actor John Sayles is 67. Rock musician George Lynch, 63. And Zydeco singer musician J.C. Chenier is 60. We also want to send out birthday greetings to AIR member Candelo Cambisa, whose birthday will be on the 30th. Our thought for the day comes from Thomas Mann, German writer, born 1875, died 1955, who said, quote, "A great truth is a truth whose opposite is also a truth," end quote. This has been the news from the LMC Radio News Desk in remote. And we now send you over to, well, me and the lucky numbers.
Lucky number. Oh, dreaming of lucky numbers. Hoping that those lucky numbers,
yeah,
will show for me.
Numbers only show for you and me.
Superstition.
Or even make me suspicious.
Table with 13 dishes.
Issues
will
make you bleed. Heaven speed.
Hey, that's mommy.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Well, open it.
Put my trust in goof or dust.
Cause you know someday it may bring you a seven.
Or maybe a lucky 11.
Oh, that you see in heaven.
Lucky number for me.
Yeah!
Oh, yes, and you need not just trust in Goop or Dust, because we have the lucky numbers and card for you right here all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. And as always, this week's lucky numbers are brought to us by ProfessorPorterfield.com. Why not stop on in there and take a look? And they are 13, 19, 26, 30, 37, and 42. Once again, those lucky double-digit numbers are 13, 19, 26, 30, 37, and 42. I have to tell you folks that this is a rather unusual spread of numbers, and I do not feel that right now the numbers are as hot as they could be. I think we're going to see them grow in availability and, you know, possible hits between now and Sunday. And then from Sunday on, they're going to start to become very, very hot and will be particularly hot Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. This week's lucky three-digit numbers are 137. That's 137. 426. That's 426. And 798. That's 798. 798 is very hot right now and will remain hot through the weekend. 137, we're not going to see get hot again until, oh, around Tuesday to Wednesday. But 426 is a good, solid three-digit number from now till next Thursday. The card of this week is the Five of Diamonds, a meadow of flowers, rewards from wise choices, and abundance. This week sees profits coming in from teamwork and partnership. This is a week to carefully enjoy the wealth and proceeds that you have gained through hard work and smart decisions, but be careful not to overspend. Remember, our week runs Thursday to Thursday, so check in with the Now You Know show to get the numbers and cards when they first come out. And if you hit, I'll remember where you get. Till then, good luck to you all. Up next, well, it's going to be the Professor's Pontification tonight with the special guest of the one, the only, the amazing Papa Newt, because you know I have been traveling. That's right, I am once again on the road.
Supper to be good and hot. She never put a neck bone in the pot. She's on the road again. Lord, a nasty bone, Eastman on the road. She's on the road again. Lord, a nasty bone, Eastman on the road again. I went to my window was propped. I went to my door was locked. I stepped right back, I shook my head. A big black nigga in my folding bed. I shot through the window, I broke the glass. I never seen a little nigga run so fast. He's on the road again. Lord, a nasty bone, Eastman on the road again. He's on the road again. Lord, a nasty bone, Eastman on the road again. Your friend come to your housewife asking to rest his hat. The next thing I want to know, where's your husband at? Says, I don't know, he's on his way to the pen.
Yeah.
Come on, mama, let's get on the road again. He's on the road again. Lord, a nasty bone, Eastman on the road. He's on the road again. Lord, a nasty bone, Eastman on the road again. Lord,
Well, now, let's take things one thing at a time and do them right. So first, let us deal with this week's Name It and Claim It. There's only going to be two tonight. So the first Name It and Claim It goes to Troll Towelhead. That's right, Troll Towelhead. He got out the title of the song, and he got out the group first. That was, of course, On the Road Again by the Memphis Jug Band. And so he wins tonight's first Name It and Claim It, and the prize tonight is a beautiful Omaha steak. That's right. It's not cooked, because then you can cook it to your own, you know, how you like it. But it's a beautiful Omaha steak. There you go. It's beautifully marbled. It's nice and thick. It's from Omaha. They're everywhere here. The library, they're everywhere. So now let us now move on to what's next. So what's next is you're probably saying, wait a minute, what's going on, Professor? This is insane. This is crazy. I don't understand. Did I not hear Papa Newt come on at the beginning of the show? Are you the one reading? Where's Patchy? Where's Miss Loretta? What's gone wrong with the world? Well, nothing's gone wrong with the world, boys and girls. Everything is fine and dandy. It is simply that I am, as we speak, standing in Omaha, Nebraska. That's right. I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, and I am here with Johnny helped repair and put back together the old LMC remote station. It's a portable remote station. And I'm not really sure about this thing. I'm sorry if there's any problem with any sound tonight, because I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure this thing was built during the Eisenhower administration. It has tubes, okay? Let's just put it that way. It has tubes. So we have the LMC remote radio station. It fits in a standard size trunk. And we are here in Omaha, Nebraska, and guess, of course, who else is in Omaha, Nebraska? Well, the magnificent, the fantastic, the wonderful Papa Newt. And so he is with us here tonight as well, and we're going to be talking with him in just a moment. And so we're here in Omaha, and as I speak to you right now, you may say, where is he? Is he on the street? Is he in a ditch? Is he in the park? Is he broadcasting from his motel room? And Homeland Security is going to go, what's this guy doing? No. As I speak to you right now, I am standing in the midst of the Next Millennium Metaphysical Books and Gifts Shop, who have brought the professor in for this weekend to do readings, to sign books, to teach two classes. I'm going to teach a class Saturday about reading and doing magic with playing cards. There's a book about it, you know. And on Sunday, I'm going to teach a class about the graveyard. And then Monday, I fly back home. So I am right here, right now, at 3141 North 93rd Street, Omaha, Nebraska, in the midst of the fantastic and beautiful Next Millennium Metaphysical Books and Gifts Shop. I'm looking at all the wonderful Lucky Mojo products they've got here. They've got our books, they've got oils, they've got all sorts of things from us here, as well as just all sorts of other stuff. If you're in the Nebraska area, that's a pretty big area, but if you're in the Nebraska area, do yourself a favor and come on by Next Millennium Metaphysical Books and Gifts. You'll be glad you did. And so that brings you up to date, like what's going on. And because of all of this, we're doing a rather short show tonight. We don't have Miss Loretta to give a recipe. She's back in Texas. We don't have Patchy Fogg here. He's back in Texas. And I asked him, I said, Patchy, I said, Philip, actually. I said, Philip, come on, come with me to Omaha. And he said, and I quote, I've been there. And that was it. So he apparently has been here before, so he's not here. So I did the news. So we're going to do just this little kind of pop-up show and talk a little bit about things that are going on. And so let me now bring in our dear friend, an esteemed member of the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, a wonderful conjurer in his and hoodooist in his own right, an excellent reader, our good friend and the announcer from each and every week, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, which you can hear here on the LMC Radio Network on Sunday, the one, the only, Papa Newt. Papa Newt, how are you?
I am doing quite well, Professor. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. Thank you for having me. So Papa Newt and I are separated by about one room and a whole mile of cable. And it's never before, ladies and gentlemen, in radio history have two men gone to such endeavors to be separated by one wall to be on a show at the same time. Yeah, please go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, it's quite the setup you have here. When you said you were going to bring in the LMC mobile, broadcasting, I was like, wow, that sounds cool. And this is quite the setup.
I will admit to you all, I'm going to tell a story on Papa Newt, that when I turned it on and it made that old hum, if any of you are old enough to have had electronic products that had tubes, do you remember the hum? Do you remember the hum? Papa Newt backed about half the room up. He was like, we really don't have any sort of insurance waiver for this. Blowing things up with radio equipment, pretty sure we're not covered for it. So, but it didn't blow up, and hopefully won't. And so I'm going tonight to talk about a topic, and I am hoping that as I do, Papa Newt will jump in as well here, because I know he has experience in this as well. And so you're going to get two pontifications, hopefully, for the price of one. So my topic tonight is, why did you ask a question if you didn't want an answer? Or how to frustrate your reader in three easy steps. So once again, why did you ask a question if you didn't want an answer, or how to frustrate your reader in three easy steps? So let me go down the three easy steps. Here are the three easy steps to frustrating your reader. One, contact your reader for a reading. Two, present them a question that you would like to know the answer of. Will he come back? Will she come back? Is he faithful? Is she faithful? Am I going to get this, that, or the other thing? Whatever your question may be. Am I following the correct path with my business endeavors, etc.? Then sit back and wait for stage three, which is where your reader, in between stage two and stage three, your reader gives you an answer. And then in stage three, absolutely lose your mind that you have been given an answer to a question that you asked. You may not believe this, kid, but this is far more common than you might think goes on. You might think, oh, well, now, Professor Porterfield, now, how often does it really happen that a reader gives an answer to someone who's come to them, who's paid good, hard-earned American money, with the nice, crisp edges, to ask a question that they earnestly want an answer to? And when they get that answer, the world ends. Well, don't take my word on it. Let's ask Papa Newt. Papa Newt, does it happen?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. it's sometimes people do come and they have this they want to know the answer, but they do also build up an answer that they want to hear, or they at least yearn and hope to hear. And when it doesn't meet up with that map that they're building, it goes crumbling down. Yeah.
That's correct. I refer to these people as individuals who are either shopping for a yes or shopping for a no. And they will continue to go to reader after reader after reader until they receive that specific yes that they want or that specific no that they want. And the problem with this, you see, is it's a kind of cognitive dissonance. It's they've already got the answer they want, okay? They already know. Will she come back? Let's start with that one. Will she come back? And you read the cards, and she's not coming back. She's not coming anywhere near him. He's lucky he doesn't have a restraining order against him. All right. And you tell him. You say, no, she's not coming back. Or you tell her, no, she's not coming back. And that's not the answer they wanted. The answer they wanted was, yes. Yes, she's coming back. Did he really cheat on me? You look at the cards and you've got you're reading tarot, you've got the lovers and this thing and the other thing going on. You're looking at my cards, you've got all these diamonds and hearts, and you go, oh yeah, he totally cheated on you. But that's not the answer he wanted to hear. That's not the answer she wanted to hear. They wanted to hear, no, no, they did not cheat. Or, when will this happen? And sometimes you have to say, never. It's not going to happen. Well, no, no, no. Of course, it's going to happen in some particular month, some particular week, etc. And this may sound like I'm simply complaining. Well, Professor Porterfield, Papa Newt, isn't this just, part and parcel of the job? Well, I can see that, yeah. But the point I'm trying to make here is that there is a responsibility of a relationship. Let me give you an example. If you went to your doctor and the doctor said, how are you feeling? What brings you in? And you said, oh, I'm just here for, I go to the doctor sometimes, regular checkup, but I feel great. I feel great. But you know that for the past 3 weeks, you've had horrible, terrible heartburn and burning in your gut, and acid reflux, and a splitting headache after the acid reflux, and you felt a kind of a strange flutter in your chest, not necessarily on your left side near your heart, just something muscular deep inside seems to flutter, and you just don't tell the doctor that. Well, why did you go to see the doctor? In other words, you have a responsibility in the relationship with your, all right? You have the same relationship with anyone that you contact to do work for you. If you drove your car into the mechanic and the mechanic said, hey, welcome to Sally's, I'm Sally, what's wrong with your car? And you went, nothing, no, it's fine. I just, wanted to, do the normal thing, change the oil, the filters, and, it's cool. But the truth of the matter is the reason you brought it in is because every time you go over 45, the thing starts shaking like it's going to come apart, like, one of the early space program capsules. Well, why did you take it to Sally, right? Why did you bother to Sally to try to fix the Kidikari? So people have a responsibility. This is a two-way street. And we have talked a lot in the past about the responsibility of the workers, about the responsibility of the readers. But now let's talk a minute about the responsibility of the client, the responsibility of the consumer. Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. Mm-hmm. Papa Newt, do you have anything to contribute on this?
Oh, gosh, where to begin? I mean, it's a lot better to know what's going on and to deal with the situation, be it if it's not what you want to hear and it hurts, it's best to just get it over and start the healing process than let it fester and get your spirit all messed up and cause you even further problems.
Absolutely. And my feeling on it is this. There is no, you know, you're not obliged to have to know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no gun being put to your head. For some people, they don't want to know. They don't want to know if my spouse cheated on me. There are simply some people who don't care to know that information. They might want to have a different take on it. They might want to know if they're currently being cheated on, but not want to know about past infidelity. There are some people that just don't want to know certain things. And that is absolutely a position that should be respected. I have no respect for a reader who sits down and starts reading about something and the client says, no, wait a minute, I don't really want to get into that. I don't really want to talk about that. It's not really why I'm here today. It's not something I want to deal with. And the reader just goes, well, I'm going to talk about it anyway. That's just as irresponsible from the reader's side. But the point that Papa Newt and I are discussing with you tonight is people who ask the question. You know what I'm saying? They don't hem and haw around it. They want to know, is he coming back? Is she coming back? Did she cheat on me? Did he cheat on me? Am I doing the right thing? Will, you know, my plan to open an artisanal grilled cheese restaurant be successful? I must tell you, there was a point in time in my life when I did not ever think that I would ever say that and it be anything but a joke. You know, it was like one of my go-tos, right? Oh, welcome to the artisanal grilled cheese sandwich place. I'm hungry. Do you have a, you know? No, and yet, there is an artisanal, I kid you not, there's an artisanal grilled cheese sandwich place in Austin, and apparently, they're paying their bills. So, there's the time we live in, artisanal, you know, I guess I just dropped the ball, you know? I mean, I totally should have, like, opened an artisanal grilled cheese place. Papa Newt and I right now could be the artisanal grilled cheese kings of Omaha.
Hey, I think there's, well, there's a market here.
Exactly. They'd be flooding the doors down. So, and we could have little paper crowns, you know, in the shape of cheese or bread. Two moons. In the chat room has informed us that they have artisanal grilled cheese places in San Francisco as well. Well, there you go. It was clearly an idea whose time had come, and I missed the bus. So there's that. So, again, the point is that they're asking these questions. They're actively saying this, and they're so earnest, you know? Like, they often don't come with some kind of a chip on their shoulder, you know, like where you can kind of tell that they don't want a yes or a no. It is only once you have made the pronouncement. And I will say that, and I'm going to say this and then I'm going to ask Papa Newt if it's his experience,
sure,
that sometimes you can start to get a soft feeling that a client is going to go this direction because they pore over every card. I mean, like, if you're reading for them face-to-face, they're literally just almost leaned over the table with their nose on the cards. If you're talking to them on the phone, they want to go over each card very, very carefully before they will allow you to move on to the next card or the next position of bones or the next whatever part of the method is. And they you can tell that, something's about to happen here, you know, because you can tell that they are searching for a particular answer. And then you're just kind of left in a boat going, boy, I hope the answer that I have in front of me is the answer they want. And nine times out of ten, it's not. Have you noticed anything like that as well, Papa Newt?
I haven't, especially when I'm reading in person and I'm reading bones. There are times where I don't go through every single bone because they, to me, they merged together are giving me the answer, and they want to pick it. It's like, and tell me, it's like, well, couldn't it mean this? Couldn't it mean that? No, no, no. This is what I'm getting, and this is where it's going. I'm sorry, but that's what we're getting for the message. And but they do. They want to pick it apart, every single little piece.
Absolutely. And what I will say this is, and I'm not going to say, I'm not going to liken it. I'm not going to say this is like. No, no. I'm going to say this is exactly, 100%, this is exactly what this is. This is the stages of grief being played out right before your eyes. How many of the stages of grief can your client go through right in front of you? And you will see them do it. Anger. No, that's not right. You know what you're talking about. You're a sham. You're a fraud. Denial. No, 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 because I went to another reader and they said, no, 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 because this favorable astrological time is coming up between her chart and my chart. What's the other one that I'm missing here, where you kind of barter, right? With you, but couldn't it mean this? Well, don't you think it means that? But like what Papa Newt said, but maybe if you had read that way, maybe if we turn the card sideways, right? I understand the card's upside down. This would be in a tarot. And therefore, but what if it was sideways? Maybe it's being read from my position. Bargaining is the term, by the way. They enter into bargaining. And so you see them go through each of the stages of grief. And to me, that's very important. Because to me, that talks about what's going on. They are grieving. And so it perhaps gives you some insight as a reader. Let's talk about the reader's responsibility now. To how you can deal with them. You have to understand you're dealing with a person who is in grief. You've essentially said, they've come to you for a reading and you've essentially turned cards and said, well, your dad is dead. Okay? And, you basically told them, there's been a death. And they immediately start going through those stages. Then they run away from you and go to anybody else in the world who will take their money to tell them, no, there's no death. And if you do realize that the anger, the bargaining, the denial, the self-blame, that all of these are stages of grief that you're seeing being played out, then you might be able to help or address or remediate the situation with some clients, obviously not all clients all the time, by taking that into account and saying, okay, what I've got here is a person in grief, and so I need to now speak with them in the same manner that I would someone who had just heard that, a relative had died because something had died for them, a hope, a dream, a love. And that I think, can be beneficial between the reader and the client. And the reason I say that, rather than, come on, just let them do what they're going to do, right? If they're going to be like that, is because when we send away people in that mind space who are now seeking desperately to get the, quote, proper, the, quote, correct answer, meaning the answer they wanted, we have now put a person out or into the world who is easy pickings for those people that we have talked about on this show for 3 years that use and abuse clients who are fly-by-night con men. Because the con man senses that grief, the con man senses that vulnerability and immediately takes advantage of it. And I've talked about this before on the show. I've said, listen, if you had cancer and somebody came along with a cancer cure and it looked good, I mean, it looked real. There were living people who were willing to stand up and say, I had cancer until this guy did whatever with this chicken and, the electric bulb. And, you know, I had to hold the electric bulb, and when the chicken danced around me and to the strain of La Bohème, and, you know, then I was healed. You'd pay that guy anything he asked because you don't want to have cancer and die horribly slowly of cancer. What do you say, Papa Newt?
I mean, as a reader, and you have somebody in such a state, I mean, it is, you know, it's your job to really be aware of how you also frame the information. I mean, still be honest and give them what you're saying, but your delivery is important, and to help them, help them move beyond the stage that they're at, or at least lead them, give them, you know, show them, you know, there's light over there. I know it's raining right now, and I know you can't see much, but there is light on that other side. It can't rain all the time. You know, it just get helping, you know, guiding them to a better state. But there's going to be some of those people that, I remember when I first started taking clients many years ago, one of my first ones was somebody that was in a bad state, and it was only supposed to be a 15-minute, you know, phone reading. I took an hour just talking with them because that's all they needed. And, you know, sometimes that's, if you're in a position to do that. There are people that need it, and they come back now, and they're a really good client, but there are people that get into a bad state, and there are, and I've seen it time and time again, that people get taken advantage of, and I can go on about that, but I don't digress.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and it is quite so that some of those people will come back and end up being very, very good clients because they've gotten that little extra, you know, bit of input and care that was required of them. So that's the first type that we are discussing this evening. Let's move on, because this is not the only people that ask questions that they don't want answers to. Let's move on to a different type. Let's move on to a very annoying, semi-belligerent sort of person who, these are much rarer. I have only had a few of them in all the years that I've been doing readings. Although I can't say I've only had one. I can't say I've only had two. I have to say that, but it is a rarer case. This is the person who's out to prove something about psychicism, mediumship, card reading, whatever. They have some sort of attitude, and they come to the reader, and here's how I'll typify them. This person sits down at the table on an interview, and you say, well, what are we going to be reading about today? And they go, you're the psychic, you tell me. It's like, oh, I beg your pardon. Well, now, come on, you're the psychic, I paid you, tell me what I'm here for. See, this is a test game for them, all right? A softer version of this is a client who will give you absolutely no information whatsoever. They want no communication, as little communication as possible between reader and client, because they believe that in some way creates a more honest reading. But this first type that I'm talking about, this is a belligerent person. This is a person who basically, in my opinion, and I said, I'm going to say it, and then we're going to see, what Papa Newt's opinion is. But in my opinion, the way you deal with this person is you basically just give them their money back and say, get the hell out of here. You know, get the hell out of here. Come on, I don't have time to deal with you. You know? Come on. Because they are literally engaging in a kind of intellectual game for them. That they're here to prove that this is all nonsense, and that's what they're going to keep doing. Okay, they want you to prove something. They don't honestly have a real question. They just have some kind of, you know, chip or bit on their shoulder, and they're trying to, you know, deal with it. What do you think about that type of client, Papa Nick?
I honestly don't deal with them because they already have it set in their mind that any little information or anything, they just know that, you know what, you're going to fail no matter what. And it's just, it is a waste of time. I just move forward. I don't take their money because, no.
It's just really, it's not worth the time.
It's not. In their mind, they're already set, you know, and that they're right, and they're going to, you know, they have to prove something, and they have to feel good for whatever reason, but it's just, okay, well, you know, you've already won in your mind.
Right.
But that's, well, keep it there.
You know, and then they want to play out their moment and then go home and, you know, lay on their bed and look up at their giant 24x48 square poster of the amazing Randy that they have stuck up on their ceiling and write in their diary about how they showed it to, they stuck it to somebody today. Another one of those fake years. So, and, you know, no love lost between Professor Porterfield and the amazing Randy. The son of a bitch. Anyway, but in that we did hit upon the lighter version of that, which is a client that for some reason, it may be that they've been burnt in the past by a fraudulent psychic. It may be because they've been told something by somebody about how it works, etc. Wants to have as little exchange of information as possible. And what I have found with that type of client is, if you get, you know, well, I need to at least know, you know, your name or, you know, your birthday or why you're here or, you know, what are we reading on today, something, right, rather than just I'm reading for the wall. And then you do start reading for them and you are giving them an accurate reading, they immediately start to open up. They're just trying to make sure for some reason, and again, you can't always know why, that they're not messing it up somehow, or that they're not being cheated, or that what they're seeing is honest, and that brings that about, in my opinion, in my experience. How about you?
Yeah, I've had people, when I've read here in the store, that they don't give me anything, they want a general reading. I toss down my bones, I give them all the information, like, wow, that was great, but that's not what I wanted to focus on. Oh, okay, well, you know, it's like, you wanted a general reading, there's everything here, but you need to focus on this area because it's so, I'm just like, this is so important, and here's some other information, it's spot on, but that's not what they wanted to focus on, and it's like, well, our time's up, you know,
right.
I'll do a
you
quick throw on what you,
a little more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever want to waste anybody's time, you know, time and money, but I'll still read for you.
Absolutely.
I'll give them a little extra, too.
And so, to me, at the end of this, this all comes back to the idea that the work and practice that we engage in, not just readings, but spiritual work, conjure work, etc., the magical work, is a two-way street. And I believe it best functions as a two-way street. When you give to your worker, your reader, they give back to you, and it becomes a dynamic between the two of you, and you create a trusted relationship, a trusted work between the two of you. Then everyone profits. When that street does not go two ways, that is when we start seeing problems. When that is a one-way street, it becomes a street that's very easy to abuse. It, because, you know, listen, you see all these people, these puffed-up people, and these con artists, and these shams, and they very much like to have one-way streets because it allows them to be the power that is, to have the say, to quiet down anyone who speaks out against them, to make demands, etc. And unfortunately, when the client wants a one-way street, they're not able to help themselves in ways that they may need to. So when this is a healthy two-way street, with responsibility and ethic and hard work and intelligence and honesty on both sides, that is when you get really good work that really helps people. And speaking of two-way streets, well, speaking of streets in general, pretty soon, very soon, in not too many more moments, Papa Newt and I are going to go and get on the street and go get ourselves some food, because today we've been at the airport, we've been at the shop, we've been on this side of the town, we've been on that side of the town. Listen, today Papa Newt and I have been everywhere.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Peace Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Baca, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rocket, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Name it and claim it. The name it and claim it is one beautiful Omaha steak goes to Troll Towelhead for being the first to name that it was, in fact, Johnny Cash. The second beautiful Omaha steak goes to Catherine Ironwood for being the first person to name the song I've Been Everywhere. Oh, yes, don't you know it is true? He has been everywhere, and I have been lots of places myself. Let me tell you some place I've been. Would you like to know? Well, I have been to 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California. What's that? Why, that's the home of the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. That's right, folks. Did you know that Lucky Mojo is both an online magical shop and a real magical store that you can visit. It's true. I've done it. They carry a full line of handmade spiritual supplies, including occult oils, incense, powders, candles, herbs, mojo bags, spiritual soaps, books, and spell kits, my friends, for those who cast magic spells, love spells, money spells, and protection spells in the African-American hoodoo, pagan magic, and other witchcraft traditions. Who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located at 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. That's right, friends. If you can't go everywhere, you can visit them online and in the comfort of your own home. Browse through hundreds of pages looking at thousands of items from all around the world. Order them and have them sent right to your door. From who? Well, the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. When you go, won't you please tell them that Professor Porterfield sent you? Well, that was just a little word there for our sponsor. And before that, Papa Newt and I doing a kind of tag team pontification with a little Johnny Cash in between. You know, we're just sitting back doing what we can do, just trying to raise a little shed a little illumination, bring a little enlightenment, provoke a little thought. I don't know, just kind of send a signal, really.
What's that signal? Why, that's the LMC Radio Network on the air! The LMC Radio Network, broadcasting around the globe, bringing news, information, education, and entertainment to all. It's the LMC Radio Network in the vanguard.
Yes, that's right. In the vanguard. Well, the vanguard always moves ahead of the rest of the formation. So right about now, friends, neighbors, loved ones, dear hearts all, Papa Newt,
yes,
and myself are going to go get into the vanguard to going and getting a bite to eat. So we hope you enjoyed our brief little pop-up show. Papa Newt, tell the folks where they can find you.
You can find me at papanewt.com here in beautiful Omaha, Nebraska.
And you can also find him on the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And you can hear him every week as the announcer of, here on the LMC Radio Network, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man Ali. On the board, our own Troll Towelhead, and of course, as announcer, Papa Newt. So, from all of us here in Omaha, to all of you there in the rest of the world, well, I guess, for me and Papa Newt, I guess this is the end.
Ah, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning.
And go to Texarkana and double back to Fort Worth. I'm on down to Dallas to call Katy. Coming through the territory in Kansas City, and Kansas City, St. Louis, and St. Louis, Chicago. I'm on my way to the door. Well, change cars on the TP. Texas, going to Dallas, hotel, Grand Sling, Silver Lake, Mineola, Tyler, Longview, Joseph, Marshall, Little Sandy, Big Sandy, Texas Cattle, and double back to Fort Worth. Thank you. Chicago, or Wagner, or Kansas, Kansas City. So dear you, then I changed cars and jumped in St. Louis.
Of the LMC Radio Network. Bless their hearts.
If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine.